week, yeah. It was on last week's and we didn't.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Alrighty. I call the Committee on Government Operations to order at 3:06 p.m. on February 23rd, 2018 in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Bellman.
Present.
Senator Flangus.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Oh, absence excuse.
Senator Maul.
Oh, present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Jay Smith.
Present.
Senator S. Smith.
Present.
Senator Stocka.
Absence excused.
Senator Fennell.
Present.
Quorum's met.
All right, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, we'll skip agenda item 5. We're going to go straight into the legislation. So moving to agenda item 6, new business. Subsection A, I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Programming. Senator Martinez?
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Event Programming.
Is there a second? Senator Maul?
Second.
All right, and I'll turn this over to Senator Billman since this is his legislation. You just kind of want to introduce it and give an overview of the changes you made.
Yeah, so this is really a basic piece. It took me a while to talk to Mia about getting what she wanted, and so she really only had like 3 things that she wanted me to change to kind of make event programming more up to date with what they're currently doing, and so I'll go pull those up right now. So in section 2, like on their mission statement, the primary mission of the department is to, it crossed out, so it has Nevada traditions, cultural diversity, large-scale entertainment and academia, and athletics, and then cut the line of athletics, because that's more blue crew. So we cut that, and then in section 3, there's a part that says what the department will consist of. So it'll be a director, 2 assistant directors, and I added up to 8 programmers. Because it had before that just 8 programmers, and so I changed it to be up to, because they don't currently have that. So yeah, 6. So it, this kind of gives that leeway. And then in section 4, on their events, it has like all their events there, and then instead of Unity Week, it's the monthly inclusivity series. And that's about it.
All right. Go into any questions. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Billman? I guess I have one. So it says it goes up to 8. Did she talk about like at all like why they don't have a full 8 programmers? Or I was just curious.
I think it's because they didn't really need it. So it probably just depends on like who it is. But yeah, it says up to 8 kind of gives a little bit of leeway. But no, she didn't say specifically why. They don't have 8, so I guess that's a good question.
Did historically they raise it from 6 to 8 because the director that year felt they needed 8?
Oh.
Mia felt like with the team she had and with the interns she had, she didn't need it.
She just
year.
Cool. All right,
for sure. Other than that, is there any other questions or discussion on the legislation?
Yeah.
Senator Flangus?
So you said that you got rid of Unity Week and replaced it with monthly inclusion events. Is there a reason why it isn't like monthly inclusion events plus Unity Week, or is Unity Week just something we're phasing out and we're just doing?
I think it's that they're just doing the
series.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Senator Esmond?
Just a clerical error. On page 1, line 3, it says that T aren't reflected in the. I don't think that T is supposed to be there. I think it's just supposed to say that aren't. Erase it, just for the record.
And that's just a clerical thing, so the secretaries, you guys can change that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
all
it,
right.
Though.
Thank you for catching that, though, by the way.
Of course.
I think it's good that we're updating these things, even if it's just small things. It just makes it a lot better.
Yeah, it
it's
makes
a better
it more
reflection on
representative.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a better reflection on us as a whole. So that's all I got, but is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll go into a vote. Those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Programming, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? All right. Legislation is favorably recommended. Moving into subsection B, Senate binding resolution, 85, a binding resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate. Is there a motion to favorably recommend? Senator Martinez?
I move to favorably recommend Senate Binding Resolution 85, a binding resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Maul?
Second.
All right, I'll turn this over to Senator Jay Smith.
Yeah, so these are a bunch of just small changes into the Senate rules that Andrea and Speaker Jackson wanted. We'll go through each individually here. So the first one is changing it from 2 office hours per week to 4 office hours every 2 weeks. The next one is removing of the 2 required hours. One must take place at the Senate table at a location approved by the Speaker. The other up to discretion of each senator with approval from the Speaker. No one does it at the Senate table, so we're just going to remove that. Then the next one says each senator will sign in and out when holding office hours. Senators who choose to hold office hours outside of the Senate workroom and used to have or not at the Senate table, and I remove that from that, and then are required to obtain approval from the Speaker if office hours are held outside of the Senate workroom and that it used to also have or not at the Senate table, and I remove that. Next one, Rule 3, Section C, is removing and the Secretary, so it's just the Speaker. The next one, okay, formation of a special committee. It used to say by discretion of the Speaker or motion, and I removed or motion and just or by binding resolution, so binding resolution is required for the formation of a special committee. Next one, remove following Secretary of and replace with Speaker with. So it says, forget the specific one, but it was that it has to be submitted to the Speaker and not the Secretary. Next one, Rule 12, Section C, amended to remove following subsection Secretary of the Senate shall provide information on legislation procedures. I think that's just an additional thing that is not needed, that the Secretary of the Senate shall provide additional information. And then finally, the Senate may be, by the consent of 2/3 of the Senate, temporarily suspended one or more of the rules of the Senate by binding resolution. Before, it just says by the consent of 2/3 of the Senate, and then I added by binding resolution to the end of that. That's pretty much it.
Are there
just
any questions?
Small, just small little things.
Are there any questions for Senator Jason? Any discussion at all? All right. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Binding Resolution 85, a binding resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Seeing none, motion carries. We'll move into agenda item 6, subsection C, discussion on future projects and legislation. I have a few things. I met with Director of Campus and Public Relations, Director Wahlberg, 2 days ago. He had some things he needed to change in the SAS, so that will be on our next week's agenda. On top of that, Senator Ma has been working with Commissioner Hickman to do some updates for clubs and orgs with the SAS. He said that that will be ready by next week as well, so we'll be hearing those two pieces, hopefully. What else was there? Sorry, spacing out. Oh, me, Speaker Jackson, and Director Benjamin still have not found a time to meet, but it's still on the agenda to find a time to discuss her department and what changes should be made, seeing as though this was the first semester that her department was established. So that's all I have for now. Are there any updates that you guys have? Senator Martinez?
I have a question. I'm having trouble contacting Election Chair Kinsella in order to kind of follow an update with the election department. So does anyone know how I could possibly contact her besides via email?
Email her and just copy me.
Okay.
And I'll ask her about it next time.
Okay, thank you.
Senator S. Smith, did you have some updates on the legislation today that you were
referring? Yeah, so I got in contact with Ryan Becker about, he wanted legislation in the Senate rules about having an extra duty in the Committee of Public Affairs to work with the Director of Campus and Public Relations to do K-12 initiatives. And then he just texted me today and said that he wants to wait until after they have their K-12 initiative, like when we all go to the high schools, and before he wants the legislation written. So holding off for a few weeks. And then he also wants to work on SWIFT. But he was like, by the way, like, Britta Romans doesn't know anything about this yet, so maybe don't run it by her. And I was like, okay. He's like, we need to talk to her first. I'm like, okay, so we'll get more information on that before starting to write that.
Perfect. And then another thing, me and Senator Maul have been working on one piece of legislation to kind of cut out certain things in the SAS that just, I mentioned this earlier, but they're either like, they're on the website or they're so vaguely worded in the SAS that they basically just don't really serve a purpose to be in the SAS in the first place. Mm-hmm. And there is still information on them. Students can still get information about them because that's all things that are on the website. Campus escorts is an example. So me and Senator Maul are putting together a list of those kinds of things that we think just don't belong in the SAS. A lot of them are at the bottom. They're kind of just all thrown in there last minute. So that should be coming soon. If not, this upcoming meeting, the one after that. So we should have that coming out. That's about it for me. Senator Billman, do you have something?
Yeah, so I'm working on archiving with Andrea. And I had a meeting with her a couple of weeks ago, but I was working on just doing the Department of Programming stuff, and then I'll start working on that and try and get that done in the next couple of weeks.
For sure. And then for discussion on the judicial branch, Chief Justice Burkett has said he could make it, but he is not here. I emailed him this morning. Maybe something came up last minute. He told me, I believe, I'll have to double check, that he told me his Fridays are available this time, so... I'll have to double check if something came up today, maybe. But I'd like to have him here when we have the discussion on his branch as a whole. Are there any questions maybe right now we could come up with to ask him for when he gets in, so that way once he shows up for the next meeting, assuming he'll show up, that we can just give them to him right away, or I can send them to him ahead of time as well. Senator Flangus?
Yeah, why don't we ask him, like, how many hours, like, if there's any way that they log their hours... that they spend working on judicial-based things. And then, if there isn't a way that they log, is there a rough estimate of what they've been doing, like, in the past, like, month or so, just so we can see, like, relatively what they've been doing. Not just him, but his whole department, so he can reach out to all the associate justices as well. And then, I think we could also ask him, like, he knows his duties in the SAS. Does he think they need to be expanded or anything like that? That kind of stuff. And then also the, like, how much time he spent on the last case that he worked on.
Sorry, I'm just getting all this down. All right, I have that. Are there any other questions you guys think, or anything now that you guys need to discuss? Again, I'd like to have most of the discussion hopefully next week, assuming he can make it. I'll reach out to him again tonight and see what happens, see if he can make it to this next meeting, but I really would like to have him present for it. Senator Estimate?
Yeah, I just want to ask about his interns. So what do they do, and what are they learning when there's no case?
Any other questions? Yeah, I think it's a good starting point. I'll be sure to send these to him so that way he can come in, he can have a response ready for that. Yeah, that's about all I got for now. Is there anything else you guys have? Right, moving to agenda item 7, public comment. I would like to give, since I noticed, I believe all of us were at the science fair on this committee, so that's pretty awesome. Thank you guys so much for supporting Senator Flangus. Shout out to her. That was an amazing event. Thank you so much for putting that on.
Also, this isn't necessarily GovOps per se, but it's, I don't know, I'm just going to say it in this public comment, whatever. One of the things that we can talk about is trying to put in the line item every year a specific line item for science fair sponsorship, so that's something we can talk about, and maybe write it into the set of rules that you sponsor a science fair-like event like this. So something to think about, but we're definitely going to talk about the line item, so exciting.
Any other public comment this time? All right, seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:20 p.m.
Consistent.
Noah.
Hey, your glasses look really cool.
Can you sign a public comment really quickly?
Yeah.
Thank you, it's down there by
them. You can sign the glasses.
Your glasses are nice.